Okay, back, I think it was in 1997.
Okay.
I was at each workshop, a soft knitting workshop, at the home of Tasha Tudor.
Okay.
Who has written a number of children's books and illustrated them. And probably the most famous book she illustrated was story of The Secret Garden, Frances Hutchins Bernays.
Oh, okay.
Story. And she's a woman who has lived in the 1830s for most of her life. Like, she's lived her life as though she was living in the 1830s.
Wow.
And she lived in southern Vermont, and I mean, she's really, for people who are interested in British things, you know, she's sort of the American Beatrix Potter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so she raises a corgi dog. So people who have corgis all know about Tasha Tudor.
Okay.
Like that. Anyway, she called me and invited, I mean, it was, you know, it was sort of like being phoned by Beatrix Potter to come and teach a workshop at her home. And so I spent about 5 days there, and I taught. She had a group of friends there, and everyone stayed there, and it was at her wonderful hand-built home by her son in southern Vermont.
Wow.
It was pretty awesome. It was in the autumn, it was in early September, and the garden was still wonderful. She's a wonderful gardener, and she raises Nubian goats.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyway, it was very interesting. That was, and especially about socks. She had read folk socks, and she wanted me to come there. And so, for me, it was a really great honor to be invited to do that and to have that opportunity to spend, like, a week with her.
Had her friends, did they know how to knit socks?
Yeah, they did. Basically, what we did, I was very prepared to teach a proper class, you know, and we both mostly just hung out and knitted, like that. And they all knitted socks, and when they had a question, I'd answer it, like that. But it wasn't a formal class in the classroom. Mostly we were either in the garden.
Wow.
In her, in the parlor. And we had to light candles at night.
Because it was 1830s.
1830, yeah. So.
That's fascinating.
So it was really wonderful. It was a wonderful experience.
So you were actually knitting outside during the day?
Yeah, because it was nice weather.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was early September. It was really nice. And so we were outside.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
Anyway, that was for me, that was a highlight, you know, one of them. And